time. It's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh, you're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today. Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hello, everyone, hey, and welcome to Chatterbox Crew. My name is Nathaniel Nags.
And I'm Maria.
Oh, thank you. That always makes me giggle.
You have this whole extra thing, and I'm just...
Hi, my name is Maria. I hope that everyone grabbed a drink and a snack, and y'all ready for a chat, because we're ready to chat. Mm-hmm. We're in this beautiful scenery today.
I love this spot. There's like... I haven't been here in a while, though, I'm not going to lie, because, you know, it's been... pretty fucking hot, you know, because it's summertime. But this is like my first time back in a while, probably like a month or two. Yeah, because it was so humid, it was so hot and humid, and you know me in the heat, I don't like it.
The summer not has one bit. Ruined this summer for me. I used to love I love summer. It's my favorite time of year. And this summer just, like, ruined it for me because it's been so fucking hot. It's been humid. It's been so humid.
Yeah, it has. I feel like it's been extra humid this month. This, like, summer.
I was literally talking to a customer about that. They're like, this summer has been so humid.
It has!
I'm just like, ugh.
Because, like, at least, like, the last summer, I remember, like, I still went outside to, like, be outside for a while.
Not this
Maybe,
one.
Like, later on in the day. But, like, this summer, even this summer, like, I mean, I would go out a little more on later on in the day. But, like, even then, like, sometimes, it was much more... rare than last time. It's just been so humid.
It's been too much.
So humid.
I love summer. It's my favorite time of year, but not this year. This year pissed me off.
I am a fall gal, then a spring gal, and then winter, and then summer.
Are you excited for Christian Girl Autumn?
I don't know which one. Well, I don't dress like that.
It's so iconic.
It is, but I don't dress like that.
No, I wouldn't be able to dress like that, even though I used to want to so bad.
Yeah. I wanted that style too. Like, especially, like, I feel like when I was younger and, like, also during the prime of his time.
During, like 2016?
I feel like 14 to, like, what? 17.
Mm-hmm, somewhere around there.
That's what, like, the prime of it all. Like, I think after 17 is when it, like, it stopped.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. I saw it and I was like, ugh, it's bugging me.
You just actually smacked me.
But, oh my gosh, this summer, how was this summer for you? I feel like this is kind of like the end of our summer. You all hold it? I was wanting to hold it, and then he snatched it. Y'all, I was like, I love that I get to hold the microphone. And then he says, snatch it away from me. But how was this summer for you? How do you feel? Because it's like the end of the summer, right?
Honestly, I think the summer was great.
Really?
I made aside from, like, you know, hitting the heat, I made so many good memes. Mm. I got to go on the trip of a lifetime for my birthday. Mm-hmm. I got to experience my 21st birthday.
I love that
in
trip.
New York City. We're going, and then this winter we're going to Las Vegas, and I'm so excited.
Is November winter? I feel like that's still fall.
Is it still fall?
I feel like, is it? I feel like winter is like December, January, February. Yeah.
Then what's November? Is November?
I feel like
November
still fall. I mean, also because, like, I'm just thinking about here, it's not that cold.
Oh, bitch, in Las
November
Vegas,
it's not
be
that
warm.
Cold. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm so excited.
It's going to be pretty warm. I feel like it's going to be like 70s.
Oh.
Which I love that weather.
Love.
Love, 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 love.
Our Las Vegas listeners.
Yes.
What's the weather like?
Give us recommendations. Also, give us recommendations, y'all. If y'all got anything for Las Vegas. I came over to clubs because, like, I really had a great time at the New York clubs. So I already know. Las Vegas is like the party city. So you already know the clubs there is going to be another level.
I'm so excited. You
so
know
hyped.
I've been getting a lot of plane TikToks lately, because, you know, everyone
I've been seeing some, too.
Everyone knows my
Is it
phobia.
On the Chatterbox one?
No,
that's
no,
where
no,
I've
my,
seen some.
Oh, no, I'm getting mine on my personal
really?
One.
Oh, no.
But I think it's because I've been doing a lot of, like, things on planes, because they freak me the fuck. Everyone knows, phobia of planes. But you know what? I think I'm going to be fine.
Yeah, I think you'll be fine. I mean, People fly, like, every day, if you think about it. Like, today, people have been flying.
I know.
Probably right now, someone's flying right now. And they're A-okay.
I saw an airplane on my way here.
Yeah, I saw one, too.
But
there's, like, I think there's, like, a military thing here. Because I remember I went to school here, nearby here, and I know there's, like, a military base, some sort of thing. And, like, they do aircraft stuff. And sometimes they'll be flying around here.
But people that got on planes and they crash, they never expect them to crash.
Yeah, but, like, people that get in their car and get in an accident, they'd never expect themselves to crash.
That's a good point, too.
People, when they, like, go on a walk on a trail, they never expect to get murdered by, like, some crazy-ass person.
You meet me over there real quick.
No! But it gets true. If you really think about it like that, I feel like that helps out. Like,
yeah,
no one ever, like, goes somewhere expecting, oh, I'm gonna die.
Yeah, but now I'm going on the plane expecting it.
Don't expect it, because you're not going to die. We're going to land, and then we're going to have a good old time.
I'm about to say my farewell wishes to my entire family before I go.
Oh, my God. I mean, oh, yeah, definitely going to be like, oh, love you and all that to my family members, but, like,
I'm going
to
write a will.
Oh, my God!
I'm going to write a will and get it notarized. Be like, gee. I want my Trixie to collection to go to. I hate them. I hate them so much.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to try and get through it, because I really want to go to Las Vegas, and I don't want to, like, take a train or, like, drive.
A two-day train.
I know. A two-day train or a one-day car ride. Don't.
One day? You feel like it'll be one day? Because, like, I remember I had a teacher in fourth grade. Well, I know it's a little bit more farther. She lived in, like, Oregon. Well, she didn't live in Oregon, but, like, she... That's where she was from, and, like, she would go from South Carolina to Oregon. And she said it was, like, a two-day trip.
Yeah, I looked it up, and I think it was, like...
I know that's a little bit more higher than Las Vegas, but, like...
I think it was literally, like, a 23-hour car ride, so realistically, that would be 2 days of driving.
Yeah, especially because, like, you're really not going to, like, need a nap.
I know.
At some point, 23 hours, she's going to be like...
The whole time, I have bloodshot.
Oh, my God. Also, that's just, like, so unsafe. Like, please take a fucking nap. At least, like, a 5-hour nap. Goddamn. Something. But, fuck. I'm really excited for those Las Vegas drinks. Like, I've always seen them. They're, like, the really long ones.
Yeah,
I'm so excited. Like, I don't know if you ever had this face. Like, I was so obsessed with, like, watching these, like, pranks on YouTube. And they were always, like, the ones based in Las Vegas were, like, they would be holding those drinks, and they'd be going on the escalator, and they always had them drinks in their hands. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't know.
It would, like, be, like, random pranks, like, whatever kind of prank. Like, I know sometimes it was, like, grabbing a person's hand, or, like,
saying something. Videos. I have seen
But,
videos.
Like, but, yeah, sometimes you would see the people holding them drinks, and I'm like, wow, one day I'm going to have that.
One day is going to be very soon. I know. We got to go ahead and, like, figure it all out.
Oh, my gosh, should we get prank while I'm holding one? I'd love it.
Oh, my God.
It better be a good prank.
We got to go down those exact things. I used to watch one of this, like, girl who would go down the escalator, and she would just say the craziest shit pertaining to be on the
phone. Yes! Girl, I know. I was obsessed. I know, girl. I know. Obsessed.
I haven't thought about those videos in so fucking
long. No, girl. I watched them, like, all the time. Like, I couldn't wait for them to post a new one.
I think I followed her on YouTube.
Yes!
I would see her on Instagram, and I think I went and followed her on YouTube, and I just went down a rabbit hole.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I used to watch a lot of those, like, social experiments on YouTube.
Yes, loved.
Those people were... I used to watch gay ones specifically a lot, because, you know...
I watch all kinds, but I remember them, yeah.
And they'd be like... Mom and Dad, I'm gay. And the parents would be like, you're disgusting. And then someone would come to the table and be like, that's not right.
Mm-hmm.
And every single time, I ate it up every time.
Ate it up. What would you do?
What would you do? That's what
I love. What would you do? Ate that shit up.
I would literally be in my bedroom, like, sobbing at these
years. Literally. Like, yes. You're like, I wouldn't do that. Like, I would stand up for that person.
But knowing me, I don't know if I would.
I don't know. Sometimes, like, there have been times where, like, I have wanted to. Like, there's this one I do think about all the time. Well, not all the time, but, like, I do think about it every once in a while. It was when I was younger. I was probably, like, 14, maybe 15, maybe 16. I'm, like, learning all different ages. But, like, I'm around there, right? And I think I was 15, actually, yeah. And we were in Florida because we were, like, at the beach and all. But at this point, we were, like...
Miami?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'm in Miami. But anyways, at this point, we were just shopping. You know, we're, like, at the TJ Maxx. We're looking around. And I remember... I was going into the dressing room, so, like, I was waiting for, like, my number, because, you know, they always give you a number for, like, how many clothes you got. But there was already this one girl, she was already trying on clothes, but, like, she had came out to, like, show her man, like, what she had on. I still remember the thing. It was the least scandalous thing ever. She was showing her shoulders. That's also another thing. I never thought there was an actual thing, like, people actually, like, freaked out about, like, shoulders. I just thought that was, like, a school thing for some fucking reason.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, that was, like, the first time I ever, like, experienced it firsthand, where, like, her man was, like, no, like, cover up. Like, literally... The least scandalous thing, like, I remember the dress was long and it was orange, and yeah, you see her shoulders, like, how I am now, but, like, maybe a little bit more higher, like, the neckline, but, like, still, just, like, a little shoulder action, but, like, just shoulders, and, like, I felt so bad because she was like, what? Like, she had this sad face and all that. And I remember I wanted to say something, but I ended up not saying anything. But, like, I wanted to. Like, I was like, oh, I kind of want to. But then she kind of went back. Yeah. Oh, I hope so, too.
I hope that they're working out.
There's just also this recent one I think about. I told it on a podcast for our New York trip. Where, like, this girl, when we were going to Subway. Remember I told you we were going down the Subway? And, like, I saw the man go up to her. Because, like, she was right behind us. And I was just, like, kind of watching the whole... Sorry. I was, like, just... I was remembering because that's what I did. I saw him like do that, and I was just like watching the whole time because I was like, at least want to make sure she's good, you know. I was gonna say something, but I'm not. I feel really bad also because like I was watching the whole time just to see how it goes. Yeah, but by the time like something was gonna escalate, she ran away, and I was like, I feel really bad. I know, especially because when I said girl, because I was trying to get your attention, she turned around. I'm like, oh no, girl, you keep running.
Go run, get out of here, get out of here.
But in my head, I was like, damn, like, should I grab her and pull her? Because, like, you always hear about, like, the crazy stuff that happens in New York.
Uh-huh.
And, like, he didn't get super close, but, like, just, like, that, like, narrow hallway of the subway.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
It is pretty close, but it's not, like, how close you and me are.
You want to be close?
No. As he touched me.
Sure, we don't.
But, yeah, I do think about that one. I'm like, damn, maybe I should have grabbed her. But I'm saying there's, like, nothing really happened. And there was good enough space between them. At my time where, like, it did kind of get, like, sort of kind of crazy, she did start running away from him. She did a little...
I can't think of a situation that I've been where, like,
I guess maybe I wouldn't. I always just am in my head too much or, like, observing. Because, like, in that moment, I was just observing. Like, seeing what... Because, like, I knew we were, like... I'm telling you, we were, like, right next to her. So, I was like, I know ain't nothing gonna... Nothing too bad can happen to her because, like, we're right there.
Maybe it feels like something really crazy.
Right? In that moment, I was just observing.
Like, if I saw, like, a kid starting to get abducted, maybe I would, like, do something.
Yeah.
I saw this one video where, like, these... Like, it was obviously, like, a social experiment. And, like, these people kept, like, abducting this one kid. That sounds crazy, but like
no, but like that's what they do. That's what they do. Yeah,
acting, and like people would literally like they'd see him get snatched up and be like,
literally.
And I'm like, that's a little crazy. I feel like that's a moment where I'd be like, okay, we gotta go. Like maybe I gotta do something.
Yeah, call the police. Something.
Maybe I wouldn't. I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like in that though, I feel like I would do something.
When we actually like see something like going down.
When I was a kid, I used to try and peel all the leaf off and just get the bone.
Mm-hmm,
and that's what
mm-hmm.
I'm trying to do right now, but it always fucking breaks. I'm just like, I'm just trying.
No, really I remember doing that too as a kid.
I'm trying really hard to make sure that it doesn't break this time.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm...
No, you're kind of doing pretty good. You kind of are doing pretty good, though.
Thank you. I'm literally
not
an
too
artist.
Bad. Not too bad. Wow, it feels so good though. This like last week, I feel like since last week or the beginning of this week, right?
It's fall, y'all.
Right, it's been feeling really nice, like the weather.
Pumpkin spice is
yes,
out.
Yes, yes.
Don't piss me.
Although it kind of gets me nervous because like I feel like around this time still it still is pretty like warm mm-hmm. and not this cold. Because like some of these days I've been waking up, and it's actually pretty chilly outside. I'm like, it's pretty chilly. Like it shouldn't be this chilly.
You also wake up at the crack ass of dawn.
Not really. I mean, the earliest is like 5, and I haven't woke up at all for like my morning shifts at 5 yet. The earliest one I've had this whole week was 6:30.
Oh god.
I mean, it's still fucking early, but like at this point, I'm used to it. I remember I used to be like, how do they do it? And when I was in a morning person, I was like, how do they do it? Like 7 a.m. is too much for me. How do they do 6:30? How do they? Girl, I do it, and it's miserable. I hate it. So good. So I'm so happy I have those monster drinks now. I become obsessed, y'all. I had one. I still remember. Last Saturday, because I was like, I need something to wake me up. Like, I don't want to be tired for, like, our first podcast episode back from New York, right? So I was like, let me get myself an energy drink. I passed by QT, and I'm, like, looking around. I'm like, let me get a Monster, because, you know, I'm a sucker for cute packaging. And also, like, I've known a lot of people that, like, get Monster drinks, and
they
all seem to enjoy it. So I was like, okay, Monster, because, like, the other one would have been Red Bull, but I was like, nah, Monster, cute packaging, and most people I know always get Monsters. So I was like, let me get that one.
So good.
Girl, I fell in love. I got the... It's literally juice.
I know.
I got the mango one, and then I got the Sweet Dream Strawberry one. So good.
You gotta try the
love
original,
it.
Bro.
I don't know. He keeps telling me that, but I'm like, I don't know. Because, like, I'm a sucker for flavors. It's like, he says they're just sour.
When I get my
so
next
like, I don't
check,
know. I mean, I probably will end up trying it, but so I don't know.
When I get my next check, which can I tell you something so humiliating and embarrassing? So, I'm obviously not the best with money, I don't think.
I think you are, because you always get yourself out of situations.
I don't think I'm the best with money, but...
I think you're pretty good.
So, I've already told everyone for a while, like, you know, the thing that my landlord told me, where he was like, you can be late as long as you pay over half on the first of the month. But part of me is nervous about, like, you know, what's going to happen during lease renewal. And they're like, I don't want him to be like, well, you were late this time and this time. So, I'm not going to...
lease it to you again. Yeah.
And I'm gonna be like, but you told me I could be late. Anyway, so I was like, I gotta make sure my rent is paid on time every month. And so I got paid yesterday, and I have $5 in my bank account right now.
Really?
$5. $5 to last me 2 weeks.
Hey, you got your rich man coming, though. I think you'll be good at least for this week.
I know. And he was like, I'll pay for gas. And I was like, okay. Don't gotta tell me
twice. No, literally, I'm like, okay.
No, literally.
Don't gotta tell me.
Ever since you told me to start saying yes to people, that's all I do.
Yeah.
That's all I do.
You just got to. I mean, like, I told you, like, maybe I'll, like, decline, like, once. Like, no, I don't have to. If I really, like, do feel bad, or I'm like, nah, they don't got to. But, like, if they insist the second time,
okay,
I'm not going to say no. I'm like, okay.
You don't got to tell me twice.
Literally don't got to tell me twice.
You don't got to tell me twice.
But even that depends on the situation. Sometimes I'll be like, okay, from the beginning. It depends.
Yeah, I know.
It depends on the situation.
Trust me, I know. I've been in that situation with you so many times.
Hey, but now you don't get yourself in that situation anymore. You learned.
Surely don't. I'll be like, Maria, I'll pay for it. Okay, I'll be like, what?
You're like, I was expecting you to like say no.
I know, I was expecting at least one no at first, and then, okay.
A free meal? Are you kidding me? Thank you.
Never again am I ever offering anything for free. Okay, this is the farthest I've ever gotten.
Oh my gosh, we're getting farther.
Never again am I ever farther. Offering you anything. Yeah. Don't even worry about it, Maria. I'll pay for it. Okay. What?
Hey, you live and you learn, right? You live and you learn.
And I've learned. I've learned.
Why did you smack the microphone?
Sorry, I didn't mean to.
Literally, like, for a moment, I was like, oh, he's like touching the screen because it's going dark. But I was like, wait, this is a microphone. There's no screen.
Literally, I'm getting real into this peel.
Yeah, I can tell. Oh my gosh, y'all. So I was waiting for Nathaniel here because, you know, someone was a little late.
No.
Yes.
Well, I remember, and you know, perhaps I'm wrong.
You are, though.
I mean, okay.
Because I remember. You tell your side first.
Perhaps I was wrong. I was like, Maria, I can't film on Saturday. Can we do it a different day? And she was like, yeah, Thursday works. I was like, okay, great, Thursday. Mm-hmm, and then she was like, okay, anyway, we said we're going to film on Thursday. And the other day at work, I was like, Maria was like, we should go to a nature spot to film.
Here's where it gets murky.
What?
Here's where it gets murky, because I was agreeing with all that, but this is where it gets murky.
We were like, we should go to a nature spot to film, and I was like, great, I would love to. And so we suggested this one, and I was like, okay, great. She's like, do you want to meet there at our normal time? And I was like, yeah, our normal time works. And then I made a joke. And said, let's meet at noon. And then I made another joke, I was like, let's meet at 6 a.m. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, somehow, today rolls around, and I'm like, oh. 1:50. I gotta stretch. I gotta get out of bed. I gotta go start getting ready. So I got ready and I'm driving, and I get a text from Maria saying, "Are you here?"
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
10 minutes past 2.
Our usual time is 2:30. Mm-hmm. That's our usual time. And even then, I was already. You can't say something that's even funnier. Mm-hmm. On my way here, I was like, oh god, I'm gonna be like 8 minutes late. I was like, I'm gonna be 8 minutes late. And I was like, well, you know what? Maria's late all the time. So like eight minutes isn't even gonna be anything. I bet you she's not even gonna be there.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I got a text saying, "Are you here?" And I said, "I said, huh?" I said, "What are you talking about? What do you mean? Am I here?" No.
And then my side of the story is, I remember at work. I remember I suggested here, and I was like, "Oh, do you want to meet at 2?" And then that's when he made that whole joke of noon, 6, and all that. That's just my side.
We said our usual time.
I don't remember saying usual time. I remember saying 2. I barely remember saying 2, because then that's when you started making that joke.
Maybe I'm wrong.
You are, though. Because I remember. I'm telling you, that's how I remember how it all went down. I said 2, and then that's when you made your joke.
Perhaps I have bad memory.
Perhaps.
But I really thought it was 2:30, and bitch, when I tell you, bitch, I literally, like, started getting up. I laid back down for a minute after I made breakfast and, you know, got some things done. And I laid back down, and I was like, okay, good, I have an hour to lay down, and then all of a sudden... Oh, it was too much.
Well, either ways, that's not what I wanted to yap about. What I wanted to yap about is, when I was here waiting for him, you know, I started journaling, because I did bring my journal, because I was going to try to be here earlier than, like, the time we had said, but then I ended up not being here earlier than that. I ended up getting here around that time. Yeah, but I brought my journal, because I was like, oh, I want to journal before he gets here. But I ended up still being able to journal, because, like, you weren't here. And it was so nice. I got a little dragonfly that landed on me. I was standing more over there in the sun. See, a little dragonfly landed on me. It was so cute. Usually I would freak out, but I didn't freak out right away. I just let it land on my foot, on my shoe. But then it did try to land on my leg. I felt it, and I said, ah! That's a little too much. It's a little too much.
Don't touch
it. But I don't know. I've been trying to, like, I don't know. Just be one with nature. Like earlier, when I was walking over here, you know the deck you have to walk by here? Mm-hmm. I was standing there because I saw these, they had these purple flowers. I didn't notice them last time. Last time they were different. But anyways, they were purple now this time. And there was like these butterflies. There were a bunch of bees too. But there were butterflies and I just kind of stood there with them. I did kind of freak out like internally because I was like, if a fucking bee gets too close, which I did kind of freak out a little because every time one did get a little too close, I was like, like, I would shudder a little. I would shudder a little. I'm not even going to lie to you. It's like, I want to be one, but I'm like,
I don't want to be that one.
Right? But as soon as, like, I do want one to land on me. Because, like, I've seen videos where people, like, if you just, like...
Literally friends with bumblebees.
And yes, I'm and jealous. I'm jealous. Like, I want that. But as soon as, like, they get a little close to me, and I'm like... I'm literally shuddering. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, don't get near me.
Get the fuck
I wish the butterfly got next to me, though. The butterfly got a little close, but it didn't get that close. I love butterflies. Love.
I hate them. They're my least favorite. They're not cute. They're not my least favorite bug, for sure. I'll tolerate them. But that I'm telling you, that one episode of SpongeBob ruined them for me.
Oh, no. That episode was scary to me. It was scary. I gotta give it to you. It was scary.
Ever since then, don't the like
I hate it.
I can still hear it.
I hate it. No, literally, every time you say it, that's what I think of. I still vividly see the butterfly. Because, like, it's a part where, like, it zooms into
his face. Yeah, it zooms into his face, and it does that really loud sound.
Yes, it was scary. You want something? I have, like, a thing since I was a kid. Like, even though something scares me, like, I still will enjoy watching it. Like, Chucky was scared the fuck out of me. But I loved watching it. Like, I remember, like, my uncle, the one that would take care of us, of me and my other uncle and my other cousin, I mean. If one of us was bad, he'd put on, like, a scary movie. That was, like, his punishment, putting on a scary movie. And, if you had to make a guess. Oh, my God, what the fuck are I saying? If you have to make a guess, the one that was usually bad was me. So, I was always the one. I was literally that's what I fucking what am I saying? I don't know. But anyways, I was usually the one that was bad, so like we'd always get punished watching a scary movie, and also they would always get mad at me. But like usually it was Chucky, which I kind of liked though, because I told you I was scared. I kind of liked watching it, although I was also a fan of Jennifer Tilly.
You see,
so maybe that's part of it.
I really liked things like, that even scared now. Me too. Yeah, even that thing, even the SpongeBob episode was just too much.
No. Also, like the Goosebumps. Do you remember the Slappy one?
He was my favorite character.
You know, he scared me every time I watched it. It was scary to me, but I enjoyed watching it every single time. I was sitting there watching it, but I was scared.
He was my
scared of my dolls. I remember like hit my dolls because I was like. And then I would be scared. I would put something over them because I'd have them in a basket, and I'd put something over them after that at night because I'd be like, they're gonna come after me. They're gonna come after me while I'm sleeping because I just beat them.
When I was a kid, I bought a ventriloquist doll because I was so obsessed with Slappy so much. Like, mm-hmm. I loved it. That doll did really scare me though.
Yeah.
I remember I got it and I put it in my closet for years.
You're like, I can't even touch you.
I would whip it out.
Wait, do you still have it?
No, I don't think so. Oh, I would pull it out, like, maybe, like, once a year just to look at it and make sure it wasn't alive. After that, bitch, it was scary.
You're like, are you still there? I would be gagged if it wasn't there.
No, every single time I would imagine it not being there, I'd be like, what am I gonna do?
Oh my gosh.
Okay, are you kidding me right now?
No, you're doing so good, though. And then, I remember also the Arl Stein one. Do you remember?
Is he the one that made Slappy?
Yes.
Yes.
But, like, there's, like,
Arl
Stein Haunting Iron, so I'm talking about the show.
Yeah.
There's one of I don't remember the name of the doll, but, like, it was a girl doll. I remember it also scared the fuck out of me. Because, like, the whole point of it is, like, the little girl, she ended up becoming the doll.
Okay, is this Five Nights at Freddy's?
No, it's Arl Stein Haunting Hour.
But, like, that's, like, basically what...
Oh, that's what happens?
That's what
See, I remember playing the game, but I don't remember, like, the whole gist of it.
Five Nights at Freddy's?
I also, like, watching the video, yes. Do you remember Tweems?
There's so... Yeah.
I loved Twins. I love when he would play scary games too. I still remember him playing that one. I loved it.
I used to watch. I used to be really into gamers.
Me too. Well, I wouldn't say that into, but like I liked watching them like play scary stuff, like PewDiePie. I like when he played scary games. There's other one. I don't know their name, but like, I remember they would play like Slenderman. I don't know. If it was something scary, I was usually into it.
I got the bone to the leaf out.
You got it, girl.
This is the first time this has ever happened.
You got it.
Live on camera. My childhood thing has finally come true. I
feel accomplished? It's giving hand.
I used to do this shit for hours outside my house.
Yeah.
And especially during fall time when the leaves would fall. I would do this for hours, and I finally got to...
You know, maybe why it was easier? Because, like, you said you did it in the fall time. Usually when they're, like, during the fall, they're, like, dead. Right, dead like, as fuck. It's more crunchier. Now it's not that dead, so it's, like, probably easier to peel it off.
I just realized this is the best time for ASMR.
Mm-hmm, girl, okay. We got a bunch of dead leaves around us.
Hi, guys.
There's that one I've been eyeing.
This one?
Yeah, she looks crunchy.
Do you want to do the honors?
You know what I hate, though? You know when a leaf looks crunchy, then you step on it and it's not crunchy? I hate it. I know we talked about this on one of our podcast episodes.
We have talked about this. Every single time I see a leaf that I think is going to be crunchy, I think of you. And I step on it, I'm like, I wonder if this one's going to be crunchy.
And if it's not, it pisses me off a little. It's fall, y'all. Happy fall.
Oh, that was so fun. I love ASMR. Yeah. Which I finally, after all this time,
you should make an ASMR video.
I did.
Oh, you did?
And I filmed it months ago, and I was just like so lazy. Mm-hmm. But I finally edited it. It turned out pretty good. I think it turned out pretty.
What
funny.
Was it about? Like, what was it?
Lizard!
I saw him just fall. He fell, girl.
I see him.
He literally fucking fell. Oh, I saw him.
Out of the trees.
I'm guessing because literally all of a sudden I saw it plop, and I was like, "What is that?" And then it started moving.
It's just a video of me trying ASMR and seeing, like, I'll show you a little clip of it when we take our break. Mm-mm. But I think it's pretty fun. I think it's kind of funny. I think it's good. I think y'all should go watch it. It's going to be in the description below on my YouTube channel. So make sure you go fucking subscribe. Because I'm trying.
You are trying.
I'm trying. And I have a Work With Me video coming out, too, that I already have edited and everything. I know.
I'm excited.
I'm a YouTuber.
You literally are a YouTuber.
Where did my bone go? Oh. I'm taking
Where's
this home
the
with me.
Take it home
with me. I'm going to take this home with me. I'm going to flatten it out. Like, this was the first time this has ever happened. Did you ever find four leaf clovers?
No, but I would try. I swore I did find them.
I would always.
I don't think I ever found one. I feel like if I did, I would remember it.
I don't think I ever found one either.
I would try so hard.
I would try and look for them too.
So, I used to live with my grandma, right? And where she lives, like, literally, like, the grass, there's this one patch where it's like old clover. And I would be there for hours, like,
he never found one.
I don't think I ever found one. Damn, he fell again.
Where's he at?
He fell on the ground.
Oh.
He fell from the top of the rug and pop. He's just a clumsy little guy.
Oh. Should we take him home?
If you can catch him. Usually they're hard to catch. I've never been able to catch them.
Oh, and they can lose their tails. They can lose their... I think that's so interesting.
Oh, yeah. But I've never been able to catch one. I've tried.
They're so slippery.
Yeah.
They wiggle so around.
I think about last time when we came here, I almost smacked one, I remember. I almost smacked it to death. Bless you. Oh my gosh, it's about smacking it up though.
Yeah, you.
Do you know wombats?
Mm-mm.
Apparently, I fucking learned this the other day on TikTok. Apparently, when a predator's going after them, they like run back to their, you know. Their
I
little,
did see a TikTok about it? This. I saw
They'll
this.
They'll run
TikTok.
Back to their little burrow and like they'll only leave their butt out because like apparently like their butt's like really thick and like the predators can't get their mouth around it, you know, so thick. And apparently, like, if, like, the predator goes inside, they can just, like, smack it with booty patootie.
They twerk it to
Literally
death.
Literally twerk it.
They twerk it to death.
Twerk it to death. I have the video here, because I thought you didn't see it. But now, you're just going to watch it again.
When a wombat is attacked by predators, it quickly runs back to its den and blocks the entrance with its butt. This is because a wombat's butt is mostly made of thick cartilage, which is tough and hard for predators to scratch or bite. If a predator tries to follow it into the den, the wombat will use its butt to crush the predator's head against the ceiling.
That's crazy. It got killed by its booty. I did think of looking it up. See, I didn't do it. Oh my gosh, 333. But I didn't do it. Let me see. I'll look it up right now.
Sometimes I get worried that like we're becoming Facebook people. Dude. Like Facebook moms. And we're just believing
everything
on
TikTok. No, because we just like believe it.
And like, listen, I did.
I mean, sometimes I don't. I mean, it depends. If it comes from like a credible like place, I feel obviously this one I'm not that sure about is to some random person. Just said Dr. Tarvans on Chanver.
The AI
Dr.
Chanver too.
Right? But like I just kinda believe it, I'm not even gonna lie. But let me look it up. Do wombats
I'm so excited about this. This made me so happy.
By twerking. Hey, we're not the only ones. Yes, wombats can kill by twerking.
Oh my god. Wombats kill by twerking, did y'all know?
But then it says, but there's no evidence that this is actually how they kill their predators. Wow.
So you're lying.
Well, let me read the rest. It says, twerking. When a wombat is being chased by a predator, it will dive into its burrow butt first and use its backside to crush a predator's head against the roof of the tunnel. Okay, so it does. I mean, that's literally what it's doing. It's twerking. Gotcha. Donkey kicks. Wombats may also kick their predator in the face. Okay. Charging. Wombats can also charge humans backwards.
Humans.
Which can cause broken bones, tough rumps. Wombats have tough rumps because their dermal shield is made up of four fused backbones covered in cartilage, fat, thick skin, and fur. Wow.
Tough rumps,
girl. They got some tough rumps.
all cartilage. It's all bone.
So they pretty much do, is what I'm getting.
Okay, so that is real.
I feel like, yeah. Wow.
Are they cute?
I saw a picture of one just now when I looked up. It just looks kind of like a rat, honestly.
I love rat. I used to have a pet rat.
Oh, then I feel like you'd love it.
I had a pet rat.
His giving name... beaver also. Oh, that's the face right there. I was trying to look for a bigger one.
Oh, they are cute.
Wait, actually? Okay, you know what? I changed my mind. It kind of is cute. Now it's giving kind of like guinea pig. You know what?
I kind of want one.
It's kind of cute, yeah.
I really want a pet raccoon.
Yeah. Bro, you're not the only person I've heard say that recently. One of our other cookers been saying that so much.
I really want one. They're so cute.
Get one. Actually, two of our coworkers. One of our other coworkers told me that their neighbor has a raccoon as a pet, but they're racist as fuck.
Oh, I was going to say, oh my god, let me go over there and see, but never mind.
I mean, they'd like you. You're white. Unless they're not with LGBTQ.
Which most racist
people most likely aren't, yeah.
tend to be.
But you say you're good at acting straight?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Let's play a little game.
Oh, we have a game?
Yes. We were supposed to do it last time, but literally it left my brain. So we're going to play it now. You already know.
I know. I don't like this
game.
We've
done this a few times before, guys, where pretty much we just like read this like teleprompt and we got to read it in an accent.
Of course you do. Of course
I'm so excited.
When there's like people about to start talking about
it. Yeah, I didn't realize that until just now. So you know, maybe we'll hold on that for a little moment because I don't want to do my whole accent. Girl, my accent is not that good.
No,
it's not okay.
Mine isn't good either.
It's really not that good. You know, I remember once I was trying to do an Australian one, and then our coworkers were like, "What are you doing? This does not sound like good accent at all." I'm
Who
like,
said
"Okay."
That to you?
Well, he doesn't wear girls anymore. Ooh. It starts with a T. He said, it just sounds like you're, like, trying to, but you're not doing a good job. And I'm like, well, you know what? I am trying.
I'm trying.
I am.
I'm trying.
But, yeah. Anyways, okay. They're long gone now. Okay. Well, they're far enough where, like, I don't care. Okay. Let me start. Let me clear my throat.
Yeah, clear your throat.
Guess okay. Your best accent in three, oh, my gosh. Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? This is your flight attendant speaking. It appears that an item has been misplaced on board. If you happen to come across a small black wallet, please notify one of the cabin crew members immediately. The owner would greatly appreciate its return. We understand that travel can be stressful, and losing personal belongings only adds to the stress. We thank you in advance for your cooperation and for being considerate, fellow passengers. If you have any questions or need assistance, please don't hesitate to ask. Thank you for your attention and enjoy the rest of your flight.
Wow, that was really good.
I don't think it was that bad, honestly.
That was really
like,
good.
I know my accent isn't that great, but, like, I don't think it's that bad. I feel like I kept it the whole time.
That was really good.
You want to know something? I feel like whenever we do these...
She's really good.
Thank you. But you want to know, I feel like whenever we do these, like, I always want to go really, really fast.
Yeah.
Like, I caught myself doing that in the beginning.
Yeah, I feel like I always do it really fast. I just kind of...
I also feel like the prompt's going kind of fast, but then, like, I realized in midway, I'm like, first off, I don't gotta go this fast, because it's not even going that fast. Okay, your turn. Read this text with your best
accent in 3, 2, 1, go. Ladies and gentlemen, may I please have your attention? This is your flight attendant speaking. It appears that there has been an item misplaced on board. If you happen to come across a small black wallet, please notify one of the cabin crew members immediately. The owner would greatly appreciate its return. We understand that travel can be stressful, and losing personal belongings only adds to that stress. We thank you in advance for your cooperation and for being so considerate of fellow passengers. If you have any questions or need assistance, please don't hesitate to ask. Thank you for your attention. Please enjoy the rest of your flight.
Wow.
Don't even. That was horrible.
I think we all know who the winner was. Oh my gosh.
I almost fell.
And I wouldn't have helped you. I would have just screamed, ow! You're putting a foot into me!
I'm so sorry.
Oh my god.
Maybe we just
tried
to
assault Guess he got his revenge back from me screaming.
Yeah. Be quiet.
Y'all, he abuses me off camera.
He abuses me off. Oh, that's the title. That's the title. Oh god, people are gonna come for
us. OMG. Oh, fuck, I was about to say something too and love my mind. Oh, I'm so excited for the comedy show. Did you get your ticket or no?
I have not.
Girl, you didn't get your ticket.
I know that you're going with your other friend.
Mari, yes.
Well,
if you end up coming, I'm so excited. I looked up this restaurant that's near there. Because I was thinking, like, if we're going to be going there, like, let's kind of make a day of it. Because, like, if because the way I was thinking about it, I was like, since you told me you requested the day off, I was like, okay, he requested the day off. And then Mari's also not going to be working that day. So, like, we'll be, obviously, we'll be able to get there, like, pretty early. And I want to get there a little bit earlier than we are supposed to. Because, like, the doors. Yes, I want to be in the front. I want to be as close as I can to, like, you know, the comedian, to the stage. The doors open at 5, like, the show doesn't start until 6, so I was like, okay, the doors open at 5, I at least want to be there, like, kind of like when I went to go to see Kali Uchi's, so I got there, like, 30 minutes before, like, the doors were supposed to open, mm-hmm. So I was thinking around then, too, like, probably, like, 30, 20 minutes, you know, before the doors open, but I was also thinking, like, so I'm going to be there early, and also, like, if the show ends at, if the show starts at 6, and, like, I know there's going to be another comedian after him, that's probably gonna be like another like 2 hours of him like performing, because I don't remember what time the other comedian comes on, but like I think it's like 2 hours, 3 hours, so I'm like, okay, it's gonna be like 8. You don't want to like eat something?
I would love to eat
so something. I was like, either before it or after it, we could go to this like this Mexican place. The reason I thought you would like it is because they have birria, and I already know that's what I'm gonna get to if we do end up going there, because it looked really good, and I saw their other menu, and like nothing else was really calling me than like the birria. And also, their drinks look so good. I'm gonna be an alcoholic drink. Like, of course, I'm gonna be driving, so I'm not gonna get drunk either. But you know, I can have one drink.
I was literally gonna talk to you about this.
If I'm gonna drink?
No. I was talking about the comedy show. I was literally gonna talk to you about that today. Literally, I was like, okay, I gotta text Marie about it. As I just told you, I'm broke as shit because you know my landlord snatched all my check,
took your money in one go.
And so, I was like, I know she's going with Mari for sure. So
yeah, she's been by her ticket.
If I'm not able to get my ticket with the next check that we get, which is real close to the comedy show. It's not super close. It's like a week and a half before the comedy show. So, if I'm not able to get it then, I won't be able to go.
Yeah.
I was like, I gotta pay my rent.
No, yeah. Obviously, you can't care of what you need to take care of. Yeah. I'm not saying, you better come to this comedy show. Forget your rent.
I swear to God.
Forget, like, the house you gotta live in and, you know, and all that. No, definitely take care of what you gotta take care of.
I don't know why. Anyway, are you ready to take a quick little break?
Oh, yeah, let's take a little break, girl.
We're gonna be right back. We're gonna take a quick little break, and we're gonna be right back. We should talk about nature.
I was literally thinking to myself, I need to talk about, like, the trip I went on last Saturday.
We'll be right back. Oh, my God. Hey, girls, we're back. We had a little change of scenery. Not really. We just kind of moved rocks. But
well, their scenery is a little different for them. It's not that watery, I feel like up there was a little bit more watery.
Yeah, you could really see the water.
Yeah, we were trying to, like, switch it up because, like, he's darker on camera and I'm more illuminated.
I know, I look crazy.
I was telling him, usually it's the other way around, I feel. Usually I feel like it's a darker person. I'm not that dark. I'm just tanner than him. But, like, still, usually it's, like, the darker person that's, like, darker on camera usually, and the lighter person will still be able to be seen. So, guys, like, I feel like right now it's, like, the other way around.
Look, I found a feather.
Oh, my gosh. I used to love finding feathers as a kid. Loved it. I remember I used to pretend I was like, you know how in the olden days they would like write with like these feathers?
Uh-huh.
I would pretend I was doing that too.
Yeah, I don't touch them anymore.
Because you heard of like a bird poop and all that shit?
It kind of grosses me out to touch them because I'm like, what if they carry disease?
Yeah.
What if they have the black plague?
Oh my God, I haven't grabbed any in a while, but I used to grab them all the time as a kid. All the time.
No, yeah, so did I. I thought they were so soft.
Yes. I put them on my face.
Me too? I was literally about to say.
Literally, they were saying all the plague and all that. I was like, wow, me rubbing it all over my face. You know, I also had a fascination with bark.
Found me.
Wow.
Bark?
Yeah, bark on the trees.
What do you mean?
Like, I love putting them off.
I did like taking it off. I like peeling it. Like, oh, especially like that tree right there that's next to you, that kind of bark.
Also, I remember like seeing like people could eat it. I never did try eat it. Remember like people saying you could eat it or that you would eat it or something like that. I don't know. And I'm like, wow, people eat this? Also, a little life update. I forgot to mention this. So like I've really been trying to work on myself a lot recently. And one of the things I'm really trying to focus on is like my life, because like there's a lot of areas of my life that I really don't like. So I was like, you know, instead of being so miserable with it and being like, wow, I just fucking hate my life, let me just like try and make those steps to like bettering it. Obviously, instead of staying in those like, instead of staying in that rut. So one of the things is I finally got a credit card. Before I got a credit card, girl, I got declined. That's why I gasped earlier when I got that lollipop. So like I went to Chase, right? Because like obviously I was doing my research on like what credit cards I should get, and I was seeing a lot of like Chase, like how that's like a really good place, like credit cards and like building up your credit, especially because like there's whole like Chase trifecta. That's another thing. I'm trying to become more better with like financial. I'm trying to become financial literate, I think people say. You know, because like obviously I want to have money, you know, and all that.
Love
so
money.
I was like, you know what, Chase seems like a really good place to start. But like the thing is, like, I knew this beforehand is a lot of people were like saying that like you most likely won't get approved for a credit card if like it's your first one. Oh my god, if it's like your first one, because like it's just like really hard apparently to get like a Chase credit card anyways, but especially if it's like your first one. But like even then I was like, how, bro? Like if they really have a Chase credit card for beginners. But then like in that one it said like you're more likely to get approved if like you already have a bank account with them, which I didn't. I bank with Wells Fargo. But I was still like, eh, like, it'll probably work out for me, you know?
It'll be fine.
Right, literally, I was like, it's fine. And also because, like, I had this other one in my mind that I was like, if that one doesn't work out, I'll get this one. So I went, you know, I got declined for both.
They're throwing acorns at us.
They are. They're like, what the fuck are you doing here? Get away. But anyways, I went, I got not approved for either of them. Literally, womp womp for both of them. I said, okay, that's not great. And literally, I was so sad because I was like, literally before that, when I went, I was kind of, like, panicking. I don't know. Usually, I do get a little nervous when I'm doing stuff like this. You know, just because, like, it's more serious and all that. I'm like, I definitely got to make sure it's all right and everything. You know, and obviously, it's going to, like, affect my life. But I don't know. I usually get a little nervous. But, like, I don't know. That day, I was just, like, getting, like, I feel like just because, like, my emotions also recently have kind of just, like, been everywhere. Like, I've kind of been more anxious also than recently also. So, I feel like that's also what played into it. But, it was, like, I remember just, like, being in my car. Because I had to make an appointment. Because, like, when I got there, they were, like, oh, actually, can you make an appointment? Because, like, we're kind of booked right now. It's like, yeah. So when I came back, I was kind of like freaking out. Like even like before, like I came back, cause like I had went shopping around there before, like cause like, I wasn't gonna go back home. I was like, that's too much driving. Like I'm just gonna be around there. I was kind of freaking out. Like I got some ice cream. I was like kind of like freaking out. Like I could feel like my heart beating and everything. I was like, oh shit! Like calm down. Like literally, like calm down. Like we've done stuff like this before. Like there's really no reason to freak out. Like literally the worst is like not getting approved. Which that's obviously like the worst like, thing that could happen. I don't know, I was like really freaking out. Like I was kind of having a panic attack in my car too, because like I started crying and like I could feel myself shaking. I was like shaking, bitch. I don't know why I was freaking out this much, but once I got not approved, I was like, damn, I really had that whole freak out for no reason. Because I was like, because in my head I was like, you know what, if I at least get a credit card, kind of the freak out's kind of worth it, you know, like kind of cancel out the freak out.
Would they, did they tell you there like at the bank,
oh yeah,
we're not,
yeah,
what was that like?
I was like, damn, literally, yeah. But like, I mean, the guy I was with, like, he was really nice. I was like, damn, really? He's like, yeah, sorry. He was just, I mean, like, they were like,
sorry, that was a crazy question. Was it embarrassing? Like, what am I?
I wouldn't say I was embarrassed. I was just like, disappointed. But he was like, yeah, I mean, it's probably because like you don't have credit. Like, you've never built it up. Like, this is you trying to build it up. That's most likely why you didn't get approved for that one, for the first one I applied for. And then that's what I applied for, the beginner one, because I was trying to be a little, what's the word, over, what's it called? What's
overzealous?
Over something. I guess I was feeling a little extra lucky, and I went for, like, the better one instead of, like, the beginner one, is kind of what I'm trying to say. But anyways, and then after I got not approved for that one, I went for, like, the beginner one, and he was like, well, yeah, it's most likely because you also don't have a bank account. But anyways, the whole point is, like, apparently getting a credit card for Chase is, like, hard anyways, and I knew that anyways. But anyways, I ended up getting a Wells Fargo one. I'm so happy. I finally have a credit card. It's not gonna, like,
what is it?
A bug was all around us. I was trying not to freak out. That's me trying not to freak out around bugs now.
Okay, don't freak out.
Oh my god!
What?
It was, like, right next to your arm. Oh my god. But anyways, I decided to get a Wells Fargo one because I was, like, I know I've heard, like, it's more easier to get, like, a credit card with like the bank you already bank with. So I was like, you know what, since it's just gonna be my starter one anyways, let me get just a Wells Fargo one, which I mean isn't that bad honestly, because I still get 2% cash back. Because another thing, I was trying to make sure to get one that like has benefits to it, you know, not just like a regular credit card. So I was like, you know what, let me just get that one, because like it's supposed to be pretty good, and it's just my beginner one for right now. But anyways, I'm really excited. I'm not actually gonna get the card until next week, but I'm really excited to like start doing stuff with it.
Yeah, I should get one.
Bills on credit, girl.
It's important. You need that credit.
Yeah.
Weird. Don't understand. Boo, nasty, nasty tomatoes.
I mean, just, like, please just, like, check it, like, if you are good with it. It's, from what I've mostly learned, it's just, like, to see that, like, if you ever need, like, money, alone. That kind of, like, a loan, yeah, that pretty much just, like, proves, like, if you have a good credit score, that you will pay back the money. Pretty much is what it's proving. Because pretty much if you have a credit card, you'll spend money on it, but, like, you got to pay it back. So, and if you don't pay it back... No, obviously no. So, like, if you don't pay it back, that's pretty much how they, like, well, first off, interest and all that. But also, like, if you don't pay it back and you have, like, debt and all, that just shows, like, I guess, like, you're not trustworthy with money is what they think of it as. Which, I mean, yeah, because you're not paying it back. But, yeah. I mean, I don't think I'm going to have a problem with that because I definitely do plan on paying everything back that I buy.
I feel like I would be nervous. I feel like I would always, like, want to pay it back immediately after using it. You know what I mean?
You could, yeah. I mean, from what I saw is, like, the payment due is, like, obviously when you should pay it back, and then you shouldn't use it until the payment statement. The statement.
What did you say to me?
The payment statement, I think that's what it's called. Because, like, apparently that's when, like, your, like, credit score, whatever, or your credit, whatever, comes back, goes to the credit bureau, and that's, like, what's reported. So, if, like, if you use it in that time, even if you already paid it, it'll show up that money that you haven't paid back.
What the fuck
you
know is a credit bureau?
It's, like, the people that look at your credit score and all that. I hate that. But, yeah, so I pretty much have that knowledge in my head. I'm, like, as long as, like, I pay it back, obviously don't put a lot of, like, don't buy a lot of stuff with that card that, like, I don't have money for. Which, I mean, I don't plan on. I plan on using also just, like, my regular stuff anyways. Like, gas, if I go out to eat.
Mm-hmm. That's so exciting.
Yeah. And also, like, on the credit card, like, after 3 months, if, like, you spend, like, $500, you'll get, like, $200 back. Wow. Which I definitely know I will get it. Because, like, if you think about it, like, gas and then, like, going out to eat if I'm using all stuff like that.
How exciting.
Like, I'll definitely be able to get it.
Maybe I should get one.
Get one, girl. I mean, definitely do your research and, like, if it does fit in for your life, but, yeah.
I definitely probably wouldn't do it with the bank that I use.
Yeah.
Because the bank that I use is, like, a bank for our state.
Mm. I mean, I've seen a lot of people say, like, it's also really easy to get a credit card for, my mom was telling me this, too. So just get, like, a credit card from, like, one of the local places.
That's the kind of bank that I have. Mm-hmm. Okay, but I don't know. I've been wanting to switch my bank place anyway, because, like, if I do end up moving to New York, there's no CPM down there. Mm-hmm. How am I ever going to go to the bank?
Yeah, never.
And so,
switch it out, girl.
I was definitely, like, thinking about, like, I don't know. Wells Fargo has been calling. Ew, did you see that?
No, what?
Oh my god, I was literally talking and I was looking down and the spit just fell out of my mouth. It was so much. Ew.
I did not see that, no.
Fucking embarrassing and nasty. Anyway, I've heard Wells Fargo's a good bank, so I was thinking about making an account with them.
See, here's the thing about Fargo, though. Like, it is a good bank. I mean, I've never had a problem with it at all. But, like, I've always heard, like, so many, like, horror stories of Wells Fargo. I'm like, I've never had, like, one bad situation with it.
I've had horror stories with my bank.
Really?
Okay, it's not a horror story. It's just, okay, so, like, there's this thing that they will charge me every once in a while, and I still don't really, it's like, it's an NSW fee, and it'll be like, if your bank account goes under a certain amount, they're going to charge you a fee, which I think is so fucking stupid.
That is so stupid, because if it's going under a certain amount.
They would do it to me, even if I had money in my account, and they would just charge me an NSW fee, and I'd be like.
You never called and asked why?
I have. I've called them and asked them, like, well, it's because your bank account went under that. Why? I called them when my account went to the fucking negatives, because I had, like, maybe, like, I don't know, like, $10 in my account, and then they charged in. I had negative $20, because it's a $32 fee. Oh, and so I called, and I was like, hey, what's this fee for? And they're like, oh, you know, it's this thing, it's this, and it pisses me off every time. And
no, I think that is so stupid also, because, like, why?
I don't know.
Like, what's the point? Like, it just made you go even more. It just made you go into negatives. Like, yeah, well, we kind of had to.
We had to.
Well, I'm in the negatives. Like, I didn't have money to begin with, and now I definitely don't got it.
I'm like, what are you talking about?
Like, what are you on? That's crazy. Yeah, girl, definitely switch banks. After that, if that were to ever happen to me once, I'm switching banks after that.
Yeah, I don't really know. I might do Chase, too.
Go switch.
Get a nice...
Get Chase. Hey, you'll be more... If you're thinking of getting that credit card, you'll most likely be able to get a credit card with them after that.
I'll get the beginner one. Mm-hmm. I'll get the beginner one.
There is a Chase Bank building near our work.
Is there?
Mm-hmm.
Haven't been. Obviously, haven't been.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
My bank is right near our work.
But there's also one on Woodruff that's near your house. That's the one I went to.
How exciting.
Yeah.
How exciting. I think, for you.
Yeah, change banks, girl.
You're moving up in life.
Trying. Serious.
It's weird.
Girl, I'm trying.
Getting serious with life?
I mean, no, I'm just kidding. I don't know. I feel like before I was just, like, really focusing, like, on myself and other stuff, which, I mean, don't get me wrong, I was trying to, like, better my life in other ways. But I definitely need to, like, focus on more.
I
feel like the thing is with me is, like, I'll do it and I'll stop.
Yeah, no, that's my problem, too.
I go on and off. So, like, right now, I'm, like, I really don't like my life right now. So, I'm, like, really trying to, like, focus in on it right now. On my life. Like, things, like, I want to. Instead of, like, doing what I usually do, where, like, I focus on it for a moment and it kind of stops, I'm just, like, focusing on it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can't live like this. Girl, I've had too many breakdowns.
What?
I can't. The way I'm living, I've had too many breakdowns already. I can't. Girl, all of last week, breakdown after breakdown after breakdown. That's why I'm telling you, like, I feel like that's the reason I broke down in the Chase parking lot. Because I was like, cause I was literally breaking out the rest of the week beforehand.
I can't keep a living like this.
Every day, I was crying about something. Freaking out about something.
No, I get it.
I really don't like his food, but he's been, like, affecting, like, me, my personality also.
I go through periods like that, too.
Yeah, I've really been fucking hating this period. It's been happening. I've been in this period since May, and it only got worse since, like, in the middle of July.
You haven't felt a reset since New York?
No, I thought I did, and then, like, the first day back, I was like, no, literally, I didn't tell you this, but, like, when we were on the train, I could feel myself, like, going back into it. I was like, oh. We're going back, like, no, like, don't get back in that mood, and I could feel it, but then I kind of put myself off of it. Then, like, the first day of, like, actually being here, I was like, fuck,
we're back.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm kind of like, it was more like we're back to, like, that. It's more like, fuck, like, and now I'm back to this, like, I can't. It was like in New York, obviously, like, I was just like focused on having a good time. Like, when we were there, I was focused on having a good ass time.
Oh yeah,
the whole time.
And I was, like, it was the best
time. it was like literally the best time. But when we were back, I was like, fuck, we're back here. But also, I'm trying to think of it in the positive, like, okay, we're back here. I obviously can't change that right now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I'm back here. Gotta, like, get into what I need to change so I can be back in that pleasant mood that I want to be in. And also just having my life. Because also, like, I don't want to live like this. Whenever I say that, you do that. I'm like, I just don't want to live like this.
Like, what?
The way I'm living, girl. I hate the way I feel right now. I can't live like this. I can't go on.
Sorry, it just, every time you say it, reminds me of, like a drama. Like a TV show drama. It's like, she's
at girl, I feel like I'm going through a drama right now. Oh, like, my God.
She's at the door. She's leaving her husband. She's, I can't keep living like this. And she slams the door, and he's left there standing alone in the quiet living room. That's what I imagine every time.
Well, you know, this kind of goes into, like, one of my questions I have, actually.
Oh, you got a question?
I do. Okay. Let me get it up, guys. So, how do you approach growth and self-improvement?
Huh.
My thing recently is more, like, instead of, like, I see this sort of thing. I'm one of those people, like, I will focus a lot in, like, my past. Like, I really do stay stuck in the past sometimes. Like,
yeah.
Oh, like even sometimes I really fucking hate it. Because, like, sometimes, like, I'll really be doing good. And then, like, a memory will come back in my mind. Like, oh, remember when that fucking happened? And, like, I feel like as of recently, I also have been getting pretty good at it. Like, the last few years of where, like, I kind of, like, okay, like, don't focus on that. Like, there's something I can change about it. But, again, like, I feel like, again, recently, since I've already been feeling, like, crap. That whenever, like, that comes up, I kind of just, like, it's really easy for me just to, like, lean into it.
And let yourself feel it.
Yeah. Not like the other times where, like, it'll happen. I'm like, girl, what are you doing? Like, that's in the past. Like, we can't change it. Like, we're doing things to, like, better ourselves. And, like, I feel like I wasn't really getting myself in that bad mood. But the thing I've been telling myself is instead of, like, focusing on the past and, like, things that I can't change. Or just things I can't change, like, in general. Because there are things in my life right now that I can't change in the moment. But, like I said, I'm trying to, like, work on them. I'm like, okay, focus on things that you can change. Things you can do. That, like, will be better.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's really been helping me, just be, like, focusing on that.
Okay.
I'm telling myself just to focus on that. Things I can't change and things I don't like, well, what can I do to fix it that I don't like? Because those are just things about me that I don't like, that I'm, like, trying to fix.
I don't really know how I come about change.
I've really been getting back into journaling. That's right. I have stopped journaling for, like, the last few months because, like I said, I was, like, really, like, in the dumps, and I was like, I didn't want to journal about that. I kind of, even though, like, the journal is just, like, me reading it, and I'm the only one writing in it, I kind of really felt embarrassed, like, writing about, like, my sad emotions and all that. It's like, I don't want to write about that. I don't want to read that back. But anyways, today was actually the first day I started journaling again.
And how do you feel?
I feel pretty good. I didn't finish. I'm definitely going to finish it up. But I feel pretty good. I'm definitely glad I got back into it. Because, like, the thought of journaling was always in my head. I was like, it really did help. I was like, I really don't want to journal about all this that I'm feeling. Like, I don't want to look back on that.
We wrap this up.
But, you know, it's my life, you know? So I got... What?
My foot fell asleep. Sorry.
Yeah.
I felt, like, I mean, a zing on my leg. And I said...
Because, I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, I have written about other sad stuff, like, in my journal. But it's just, like, since obviously there's, like, a period that I haven't left... It's just like, I'm going to be writing about that constantly. I was like, I don't want to write about that constantly.
I don't know how.
Especially last week. I had another breakdown. Oh, I had another one. Like, I didn't want to be writing at that every single day.
Had a breakdown. And the next day, guess what happened?
Had another one.
And then the next day, guys, this is going to be too much.
You won't believe it.
It's going to be too much. Every day.
Yeah. But anyways,
That was so funny.
I'm getting back into it, and I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. It's my life. That's just how my life is.
Write about the sadness.
Gotta write about it.
Write about the sadness.
I did beforehand, but I'm telling you, she's like, fuck, by the back. Come on. Anyways, I'm gonna get myself back into it. Also, I've been reading a lot. Reading a lot also has helped me. I feel like I'm trying to get also back into my old hobbies. Like reading. I used to read a lot when I was younger. And then I'm trying to get back into crochet. Well, I haven't even started it, but like I'm thinking to myself, like, let's get back into crocheting. Cause like I did enjoy doing it. So I'm thinking of getting back into that. Also, I have this guitar. And I'm thinking of, like, taking up lessons, but again, that's, like, money.
Your guitar?
I do. Mm. So I'm, like, I could either pay to get lessons, or maybe I'm gonna look up some on YouTube, one of those. But I am thinking at some point I'm gonna get lessons, because
I have a hard time with things like that, when it comes, like, picking up, like, a new hobby, or, like, picking up, like, I want to learn something, especially when it comes, like, an instrument like that. And especially if I'm, like, not paying for lessons, I feel like I fall out of it in the matter of, like, honestly, like, days. Like,
no,
like,
yeah.
I remember I picked up playing my viola for a while because I wanted to surprise somebody with a song.
Mm-hmm.
And then I couldn't do it because it was so hard. And I got so frustrated. I was like, I don't want to do it anymore. Mm-hmm. And so I stopped doing it. And I learned, like, half of the song.
You want to learn how I got the guitar? So, like, it was, I was in middle school, yeah. And, it was, like, the next year. So, I was 14. And, I had taken, like, these piano lessons in middle school, and I really enjoyed it. And I remember I was like, oh, like, I want a piano for like, my Christmas gift. Because my mom was asking me, like, oh, what I wanted for Christmas. I was like, oh, I want a piano. But anyways, we ended up going to, like, what's that store called? It's, like, Guitar Something it's called. Do you know what it's called? Guitar Something. It's so popular.
I know the logo. Isn't it?
It's literally a guitar.
I know. That's what I was supposed to say. It's literally a guitar. I know the logo, but I don't know the name of the store. Guitar Center?
I think so. I don't know. Well, if you know, you know. It's just like an instrument place, you know. If you know, you know. You most likely do. I just can't think of the name. It's pretty popular. And I remember we got there, and I was, like, looking for a piano. But then I was like, I kind of want a guitar. Because, like, I've never played a guitar. And I'm getting a guitar instead of piano. Which I kind of, not gonna lie, I kind of regret. Like, I regret not getting the piano. Because, like, that I already knew. But I was like, I've always wanted to play a guitar, and I wanted to learn it. Oh, girl, I only stuck to it for like a month.
Do you remember anything from it?
Mm-hmm. I sucked it for all my mouth. That's what I'm like, lessons. But yeah, the thing is, with lessons, like, money, you know?
Yeah, you gotta pay for lessons.
Which,
yeah.
I mean, obviously, I mean, like, that's someone, like, teaching you something.
At least then
you're trying to save up money, is a thing.
It.
Yeah, that part.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, which one? But, like, there's all these other hobbies I'm trying to, like, get into. Is like, the guitar can wait a little longer, I mean, for, like, when I am more better off in money.
Yeah, we do gotta save up money, huh?
Yeah. I mean, not even just talking about Las Vegas, just, like, other stuff in my life that I have to pay for. I need to save up money.
Sick.
Yeah.
Can you eat acorns?
I don't know. Try it. It's a nut.
Well, this one looks like it's nasty.
That's nasty, yeah.
Can you eat acorns? Leave it down below.
Oh, yeah. Well, how do you self-improve and all that? Oh, I didn't speak on that. Self-improving. Well, like I said, there's things about me that I don't like. So how I focus on it is, like, there's nothing. Instead of being hard on myself about, like, oh, I really don't like how I was, like that, or, like, how I reacted to that situation, or blah, blah, blah. I'm like, you know what? Even though I didn't like it, I can't focus on the past. I'm like, I can't change it. But what I can do is, like, next time I'm in that sort of situation, I could react like this. Or mm-hmm. I could do this. Or, like, you know, that's how I'm thinking about it. Like, next time I'm ever in a situation like that, I can change it by not acting like that. Instead of focusing it about it. Because I was stressed on something for, like, the longest
time.
I can't believe I did that. Like, I can't believe I said that. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, you know what? I can't change it. But you know what? Next time I'm in that sort of situation, I can change it then.
I still think about times, like, I've gotten honked at.
Mm-hmm.
I just hate it. I think about that forever. I know it's like a different situation.
Yeah, I'm like, honked at.
I know it's a different situation than what you're talking about. But, like, if we're talking about sticking to things, that's one of the things that will really stick to me, because it's just so embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know how I do self-improvement.
Because
I don't.
Another way I've been...
I'm perfect.
I'm telling you, journaling. That's something I've been doing over the years. I'm telling you, I feel like since, like... 17, 18. That's when I really been, like, trying to, like, improve in myself. I don't know. I remember being, like, really depressed for, like, the fucking longest. And being, like, I really need to better myself. Like, not liking that. So it's been a journey, honestly. There's been things I've been changing it. Also, being more confident in myself. More of, like, the kind of person I want to be. That's another thing of how I self-improve. I think about what's the kind of person I want to be. Because, honestly, I don't want to be sad. I don't want to be that bitter person either. That's such, like, an insecure me, being bitter. I feel like I am such a bitter person. I feel like naturally I'm a bitter person. Like, I feel like I always just naturally go to sadness, just being mad, which I don't like.
You know how joy is the main emotion in Riley's control panel?
Yeah, that's though. She's not the main one in mine anymore. She hasn't been the main one for fucking a long ass time.
It was a sadness.
Yeah.
Sadness up there controlling you right now?
Yes, girl. But honestly, I'm telling you, for like the fucking longest. That's why it's like such an insecurity, being bitter. Because also, I still remember this one memory. My cousin, I remember. She was like visiting. It was like, I was probably like.
One from New York?
Mm hmm. Yeah. I was probably like 14. Maybe like, I don't know. I was a teenager. I remember that. I remember she was visiting down here. And I remember she's like, I hate this family. I hate how they're so bitter. Everyone in this family is so bitter. And I remember the moment she said that, I was like, no fucking way. Because literally, that's a thought I've always had about myself.
You
like,
said, huh?
I was like, everyone? Everyone?
What do you mean, everyone?
What do you. Remember she said everyone. Because like, when she was going off about that, I was like, okay, you know, that's just how she feels. Like, I get why she feels like that. With certain family members, but when she said everyone in his family's bitter, obviously when she said everyone, I think about me. I'm like, everyone? Like, that already being an, because like, that's been an insecure of me, like, for like, the longest. Being, like, bitter. Because, like I said to you, I always feel like I just, like, naturally go into that, being bitter and sad.
I'm so sorry.
You're fine. So, when she said, I was like, bitter? And every time I feel like I'm in that, in those kind of moods, sometimes I think about that. How she said everyone. I'm like, no. Not me.
I'm not.
And I don't want to be. I mean, it fucking sucks when I get in moods like this.
No, yeah.
Cause like, I'm telling you, as a person, I just feel like my emotions have just been like out of control. How do you feel? I feel like I've been yapping the most, girl. Just talking about like how I've been, but yeah, I feel like
I'm enjoying listening to you.
I feel like that's the way I try to improve. Since that's not how I want to be, I think about like what the person I want to be would be.
It's a good like, way.
And I try to be like that person.
I don't know. I've been trying to think. I don't really.
But also, like, not like, there's anything. I feel like sometimes, like, I feel like I used to be a people pleaser. And I feel like not really that much anymore. But, like, I find myself sometimes, like, acting a way that I feel most people would want me. Like, I know someone would want me to act like. There's always airplanes flying around here. But, yeah.
Oh my god, there's people on that right now.
Yeah. But,
hate.
I don't even remember what I was saying. I don't remember. But, like, yeah, that's pretty much how I. Self-improve. Just thinking of the person I want to be. Write it down. I always tell myself, oh, like, write it down. Like, I'm a journal about it. But I never journaled about, like, not exactly. I've never made the list of it.
You gotta put it in the universe.
I gotta put the list
you
on.
You gotta put it in the universe.
Like, I've definitely have thought about, like, okay, like, how would the person I want to be like? How would she react? Oh, people pleasing. That's what I was going in about. Making sure I don't, like, go into this act. Because I feel like I used to go into an act of, like, I know this is how people want me to act. Mm-hmm. This is how people want me to be. Like, this is, like, the kind of personality people would want to be around, so I would like go into that, and obviously I would feel like shit afterwards because then I'm like drained as fuck because obviously that's not me. I was putting on a whole facade, so I feel like that's finding the balance of like the kind of person you want to be and how that would be with you, but without like making a show of it, because that's how I feel whenever I'm acting like that. I feel like I'm just putting on a show,
yeah,
and then I'm just drained and
like
all
I
that.
Still do that sometimes.
No, I feel like I've gotten pretty good at it and, like, just being okay with it. Because, like, you know what? If someone doesn't like my personality, that's fine. End of the day, at least I know I'm not, like, as long as I'm not, like, a terrible person and all that, I think I'm fine with it. Because, you know what? This is just who I am. I've thought this was for the longest. I don't think I'm for everyone, and that's fine. I'm not for everyone, and that's fine.
I'm definitely not as bad as I used to be in high school with people-pleasing when I would literally, like, grow, it was the whole day. Different personality. Yeah. I'm a different person the whole time. I feel like I'm definitely not like that anymore, thank God. But I don't know. I still catch myself doing it sometimes, being like, how do they want me to react to this? Or how do they want me to react to that? And most of the time, I'll react the way that I think they want me to.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which I think, in some senses, can be good.
No, yeah. Definitely. Don't get me wrong. In some moments, it could be good for.
Definitely gonna bring that
but like,
up.
Just like, I'm saying just, like, constant. No, yeah. See, like, that's where I see it is a good thing to do it. Because, like, you're improving your life there.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just saying, like, constant. I mean, I see you're improving your life. Why you made that face? I see you're making more money.
I
think you are improving your life.
I was really thinking about it.
Ain't nothing wrong with making. There's nothing wrong with making more money.
I was really thinking about it the other day, and I was like, I don't know. It makes me nervous. Like the whole like the idea of like being in charge of everyone.
I mean, it makes sense. I mean, you're definitely like it's a new sense of change.
And like I've had it before, but like I don't know. I haven't been in a role like that in like
years.
Literally, like four. Three, four, 5 years. Which one is
three, four, 5 years? Girl, that's definitely more than three. Because, like, Haven't you worked at our place of work 3 years?
Yeah, and then I was working at Cracker Barrel for, like 4 years about. Yeah. And then I rolled like that for, like, 4 years. Did you hear it by your
ear? I heard it.
It was scary.
I got fucking scared.
I haven't been a roll like that in, like, 4 years, and so I don't know how... I don't know. I'm fairly confident that I'm going to be able to do the job.
Mm-hmm. But, like, I think you're okay, honestly. Am I going to
be, like, stressed out all the time, constantly, like... And then having to, like, speak to higher-ups, because, like, they have to speak to higher-ups all the time. Mm-hmm. I don't want to do that.
Yeah, I mean, you got to.
Imagine they're, like... I feel like I'm going to be very, like, if I'm not at work, don't call me. You know what I mean? Very, like, stern with my boundaries. Like,
there's nothing wrong with that. Again, work balance. And I think that is a good thing to have. Work balance. Like, I'm at work, I'm at work.
Yeah, I know.
I'm out. You're not a manager either.
No.
I feel like it's valid for you not to be, like, constantly answering stuff. Like, you're not at work. I feel like if you're a manager, then yeah. Because you manage a store. Like,
and
you know.
Your salary.
Yeah, your salary. But, like, if you're just, like, by the hour, the moment you clock in is when you get paid.
Yeah, that,
don't worry about it.
See, that's what I was thinking about. And I was like, I don't want to be, like, that... a part of me, like, I don't want to be that girl who, like, if they need me, I'm not going to answer the phone. But also, like, I need a work-life balance. And work is something that, like... I do really enjoy the job most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
But also, most of the time, the second I walk in there, I just, like, want to fucking die. Like, the second I walk in there. Literally, I'll park up there. Sometimes I'll just sit in my car and be like...
I'm like, why did I leave?
Literally, do you know how many times I'll be on the way to work and be like, what if I call out, like, right now? Like, what if I just do it right now?
Oh, you can't do that now.
I know.
Now as a supervisor, you can't.
I know. And, like,
but you also haven't done it in forever. I feel like I've used it all the time.
The other day, I was like, our manager asked me if I could stay an hour later the next day. And I was like, if I don't do it, is that going to hinder my interview next week? And so then I just fucking did it.
Really? Oh, no. I wouldn't say that would affect it. Because, I mean, like... I don't know. I feel like it wouldn't affect it. I mean,
I don't know.
Maybe we'll get him a moody patootie, but
exactly. And I'm trying to be like, see, this is when I feel like I'm changing my personality. I'm like saying yes to everything, going in early,
becoming a yes man.
Yeah, I'm becoming a yes man. But then, bitch, I'm telling you, the second the position's mine, I'm gonna.
No, yeah.
Hang up the towel and be like, can you come in early? No.
Can't.
Sorry. Can you come in and work this day? Not gonna do it, but again, I feel like the pay raise is gonna be worth it.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
I feel like it will.
Hopefully.
I mean, you're making a few more bucks than we are.
I'll be making, I think it's like $5 extra than what I'm making now.
Oh. So that's great.
Literally just started dripping down my legs at the thought
of that.
That's
great. See? It makes it worth it. So coming in like an hour early, honestly, might be worth it.
I know.
But also, it kind of depends, because, like, I hate it when, like, you agree to, like, stay longer or, like, agree to come in on a day you weren't even supposed to come in. It's usually, like, the worst.
And it's...
Because I always find myself like, wow, I could have, like, not be here. I could be, like, somewhere else right now.
Literally the other day when I was supposed to get off at 2, and he was like, can you stay till 3? And I was like, yeah, I guess I'll stay till 3. And literally 2 came, and it went, and I was like, at, like, 2:45, I was like, I could be home right now.
Literally, I think I always have the, like, wow, I could have been long gone.
I was talking to one of our other coworkers who also agreed to stay because our fucking... Someone doesn't know how to make a schedule.
No, yeah, the schedule is fucking ass.
It's fucking crack Tina Booze right now.
Yes.
And it was like an overlap.
The other day I felt so bad leaving. But it's like, you know what, like, you kind of feel bad leaving because, like, it's so busy as fuck. When sometimes, like, you're happy you're leaving. Uh-huh. It was kind of one of those moments because, like, it was me and this other person leaving. And it was just going to be, like, I think just 3 people on the floor. But it was going to end up becoming, like, 2 people on the floor. Yeah, because I remember one of them was going to leave soon after us. But it was so busy, like, in the drive-thru was busy as fuck, inside it was busy as fuck, but I was like, ooh, I gotta go, because, like I said, I've been having some rough times, so I'm like, I gotta go, I don't want to deal with this.
The other day, our man...
Sometimes I say if I feel like, if I really need money, but in that moment, I was like, no.
The other day, our manager was scheduled to work the store alone, and let me tell you, did not feel 1 ounce of bad leaving that store.
Mm-hmm.
He was like...
Oh, no. For certain people, I don't feel bad. But in that moment, for that day, I did feel a little bad because, like, it was none of their fault.
He was like...
Literally, one of them was just coming onto the floor. And I was like, damn. Imagine coming... I've been in those moments where, like, you're just coming onto the floor and it's busy as fuck. Everyone's leaving and you're like, oh, my God.
What's going on?
Literally, what's going on? The cafe was so full. And the drive-thru line was so long. And I'm just like, bye, guys.
Dude, I got... to go. Yeah. I've got to go.
But anyways, what were you saying? I interrupted.
Oh, when he was left alone, he was like, can you stay just like 30 minutes so the next person comes in? And I was like, And then literally as I was leaving, I was like, I almost just want to stay just to watch to see how this is going to go down. And
that would have been so vile of you to stay.
I know.
And here you were, like, I don't want to, like... You said, like, you stayed an hour longer because, like, you felt like that would hinder your, like...
This was before.
Position. Oh, okay. This was before. Okay, I was like, ain't no way.
This was literally, like, the day before you're... he came up to me asking if, for me to apply for the position. I definitely didn't,
because, like, if you still asked me after that...
And then he was like, will you please just stay until the next person gets here? And literally,
you.
And literally that day, I had plans to go to the pool, and I was like,
okay, you have plans.
I was like, can't do that. And then I was like... What if I just sit and watch you? He was like, please don't do that. I'm like, I kind of just want to sit and watch you work alone on the floor.
Oh, my God.
Because that's crazy. And I know he didn't make the schedule, so it wasn't his fault. But yeah. That is... I just thought that was so funny.
OMG.
Anyway, are you ready to wrap up this episode?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Are you ready?
Yeah. Omar, you said you want to talk about nature, though. We never really get to talk about it.
We never really talked about nature. Yeah. Our nature episode.
We can make it a little longer.
We can make it a little longer.
I mean, do you got anything about nature you want to talk about?
I sure don't.
I love being in nature. Oh.
What?
I was gonna say, I went on this trip last week with my family. We went to this place called Chimney Rock. I loved it. It was so beautiful.
Is it beautiful?
It was. I will say, the waterfall wasn't what I thought it was gonna be. I remember, like, in all the videos I saw, like, it was very much high pressure, you know? And when I got there, it was, like, a very little trickle. It was, like, it wasn't even, like, a medium pressure. I don't know. Maybe I'm remembering the videos wrong, but, like, I remember it being, like, more
And it was not like that.
But, like, the walk, I mean, it was fun. The walk was great. The views were great, too. I loved it.
I would love to go back to that one that, like, it was unfortunate that we had to pay to get in. But, like, I got it. I understood.
We did have to pay for this one, too. I mean, like, I hate it because, like, it's, like, nature. But sometimes, like, you think of it, well, like, they are, like, keeping up with it. Yeah. Yeah. And also, they have activities. Because, like, at the place I went to, they had, like, a bus where, like, they drive you up to the top.
Oh, did y'all do that?
Yeah, we did that for, like, when we got up there. Like, we got on the bus to get to the top from the parking lot. And then we walked all that to get to the very top of the other big rock. You guys know, like, they have this, like, big rock everyone goes to. And, like, there's a flag and everything. And you walk all these stairs, you know. And then there's even, like, a little cave. There's even this, like, little part where, like, there's supposedly bats in there. I didn't see any bats. It smelled like piss, though. So I know they're in there. But, like, I didn't see any bats. My family said they saw them. I didn't see them. But, and then, so, like, I definitely get why they're... They made you pay, like, I forget how much it is for an adult. I think it's, like, 17.
Damn.
Yeah, you definitely it's definitely much more than Parents Mountain, where it's like $5, like $5 or $6, right?
Yeah, I think it was like $6.
Yeah, but like also like they do more there, like
yeah.
And also the little town is so cute, like you would really like it there. You should go there.
I would love.
We should go there.
I would love to go to like I want. I really. Everyone knows I love a good water spot. I would really love to do some research on places like nature spots that have water.
Yeah. Like, I love places with water too.
The one by my house is pretty, but I feel like I want like a waterfall.
No, you want that. You want that high pressure moment, and I want too.
I love water. Water's my fave. Yes. Oh my god. Anyway, are you ready to wrap it up?
We're gonna end it now, yeah.
Okay, you ready to wrap it up?
Yes.
Well, guys, I've had such a great time just relaxing here in nature. This is the first time that I've gone out to a nature spot in like honestly like a few months.
Really?
Yeah. I stopped going to the one by my house.
You want me here saying really as though like the last time I was when I went with my family. After that, I haven't been here in a while. Also. A few months, because it's been so hot and humid. We got into that earlier, y'all.
Yeah, I stopped going to one by my house just because of the heat. Like, literally, most of the time, the only time I go outside on my days off, this sounds so bad. The only time I go outside on my days off, if it's, like, a really rainy day, and I'm, like, sitting on my porch watching the rain.
I do that. I sit on my porch.
I love it.
So I'm not really in nature, but I'll sit on my porch, read a book, you know, or just be out there for a moment. But not on rain days.
No,
I'm not much of a rain gal. For rain days, I'm more of like a snuggle up and watch a movie.
I love the rain.
I love watching Twilight on a rainy day.
It's a good movie. I gotta give it to you. I didn't think it was gonna be good, but...
So good.
It was good. We should do another movie night like that.
We should.
Oh my god. We buy the drinks. We buy dinner.
We should.
Next paycheck.
Yes.
Next paycheck. Because, you know, anyway. Maria, I have a question.
Yeah?
Where can everyone find us?
Well, guys... We're in the woods right now, so you can find us there. Ooh. But you can also find us on all streaming platforms as Chatterbox Crew. I want to make that little joke. I was trying to make it more funnier, but I couldn't find a way, so that was like, we're in the woods. Oh, but anyways, okay. We're on all streaming platforms. We're on all streaming platforms as the Chatterbox Crew. We are. We'll be there. Go look. And we're also on TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it. As the Chatterbox Crew. And if you want to find me, I am xo.xo.maria, 2 A's at an N, on Instagram. And on TikTok, I'm whatsup_maria. And Nathaniel, where can I find you next?
If you got...
If you guys want to find me, you can find me at Nathaniel Next on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. And make sure you go subscribe to my YouTube channel. It's very good. Content is being pushed out. As I told you, the ASMR video, the Work With Me video. The Work With Me video is more of like a relaxing type of vibe. And then the ASMR is kind of like a teehee funny one. I have a... One of my biggest struggles is coming up with like video ideas. I don't know what to like...
do next.
Yeah, you know? Like I never know... I was thinking about making another ASMR video, but I can't...
do a cooking segment.
I would love to do it.
Like, ooh. Cooking segment. I just like, yeah. Oh, look at that cute little bird.
Aww.
Like a cooking segment.
I would love to like cook like... Like, try something. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Oh, do that.
I would love to, like...
you cook trying to make tiramisu.
Oh, like, Korean food. Mm.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
That's what
I was thinking. Tiramisu. Make tiramisu the way that I like.
Funny. But, yeah. And then you just, like, talk about, like, whatever you want to talk about. Ooh. Cook with you and tell a scary story. Or bake with you and you tell a scary story for Halloween, for, like, October.
Ooh.
I feel like you could make a good name with that. Bake... because we get scared or I don't know
a good name that was horrible.
I know, that was horrible. Well, I'm trying to call Sunny but you can't like right now. I'm not that good.
Bacon get scared.
That could be kind of good though, the way you said bacon get scared. Guys, come on. I don't know. That's bacon get scared.
I really can't wait to watch like scary movies. Yes. It's about that time. We're I know not I'm there so excited
for like the haunted attractions. I saw one for like here in South Carolina,
Mad World.
Yes, but like also there was this one I don't know which one he's promoting, something farms. But, like, this guy that's here in South Carolina. And I was like, wow, we should go there.
There was this one. Oh, we gotta go to as many haunted attractions. Because I feel like I never go to them. I mean, I feel like for the past 2 years, me and Maria went to Mad World. And I enjoy that tradition.
We went to a few other ones. I think we went to one or two. Maybe just one more, actually.
I remember I went with one when I was friends with this one girl. It was me, her, TJ, and then my ex-boyfriend. And, okay, it wasn't, like, the situation where I was, like, making everyone hang out with my ex-boyfriend. Because I wanted to hang out with him. It was like, he was invited.
Together, right?
Yeah. Like, my friends invited him. Like, it wasn't me, like, being like, can't bring my boyfriend?
Oh, okay.
That's crazy. But it was like, all of us. And it literally sucked. There was only four of us there. Like, it was us four there. And then there was one person doing a scare, and it lasted like 5 minutes. And we paid like $30. And I was like,
what?
It was one person doing a scare, like, the scare, and it sucked. And they had like a lot of like Spirit Halloween animatronics. And I'm like, I paid $30 to see Spirit Halloween animatronics and go to Spirit Halloween.
And just get scared by like, one person?
It was literally ooh. Like he was in line with us and then he like disappeared from the line and then he you would literally see him like walking back and like banging on the glass and then he'd like go to the next one and like do stuff in the next one. I was like, this is embarrassing. This sucks.
Oh my god.
Anyway, we're gonna go ahead and skedaddle and skedoodle. We're gonna go walk around the trail, have a good time. Good. Do you have anything you'd like to say?
Bye.
Goodbye.